The people who make a difference. The opportunities, arts, and events that make Kansas City a better place. This is Caring for KC.
Good morning, I'm Lisa Fox. Thank you for joining me for Caring for Kansas City. If you'd like your organization or event to be featured on the show, be sure to submit your information on our Caring for Kansas City website at caringforkc.com. Today, I'm talking to September Tribble, who is the Executive Director at Restoration House of Greater Kansas City. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, September.
Thank you, Lisa.
Remind people, what is Restoration House?
Restoration House of Greater Kansas City is a long-term, holistic healing program for women who are escaping from sex trafficking and exiting the life of commercial sexual exploitation. Mm-hmm. We have a long-term program, and when we say that, we mean 8 to 24 months. Because the trauma, the violence, the indignities that the women that are coming to Restoration House have suffered, there is no 90-day quit program for that. So having a home as opposed to a facility that's long-term where they can settle in, they can have the recovery that they need. So recovery counseling, life skills, clothing, dignified medical care, vision care, dentist. It's absolutely amazing how Kansas City and our community has come together to wrap around so we can provide incredible services to the women.
So Restoration House is a house where they come and they live for an extended period of time, get back on their feet. And do you have services or educational services that you provide for the women as well?
Absolutely, Lisa, we do. We have what we call the All Things New Life Center. And the ladies go to the Life Center Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. And at the Life Center, we have life skills class. We have one-on-one, what we call empowerment coaching. It's typically called case management, but the ladies are not cases and we're not there to manage them.
I like that.
So we really want to lift up and empower them as they are walking on that journey to recovery and walk with them in what their dreams are. What are their goals? What do they want to accomplish? So we have two tracks. We have an educational track and then we have a career track. You know, when the women come, people make a lot of assumptions. There are no assumptions. There is no box that people fit into. Everyone is unique and has their own gifts and talents and histories and what have you. So some of the women are studying for their GED. Others want to finish their college degrees. Some want to go right into a job. Some want to go on a career path. So we want to provide every opportunity that we can. So we work with local organizations like Vocational Rehabilitation in Kansas City, which is fantastic. And we are able to help them then find out what are their skills and match them up with what will work for them. We have some internship opportunities for them. They are able to learn about job skills and about what does it look like to do an interview or put together a resume, things like that, that maybe they haven't had that opportunity before. And one of the things I love the most is seeing women find out what it is that they love and what they are good at and what they can do, what they are capable of doing that they never even dreamed or imagined would be possible.
Where do these women come from? How do you find these women? Because when I think of Restoration House and I hear about sex trafficking, it's really foreign to me because I have no frame of reference at all. Where do they come from?
That is an excellent point. Most of us do not have a frame of reference to wrap our brain around this at all, which is great that we have this protective bubble that we've been in.
True.
However, not everyone lives in that protective bubble. Mm-hmm. And so here's the thing. So many people, when they think about sex trafficking, they think of a van, of, you know, a creepy van coming up or somebody tricking you in a parking lot and kidnapping you. Mm-hmm. And that does happen. Mm-hmm. That absolutely does happen. And we have a woman at Restoration House right now that was actually kidnapped into sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. It's the minority of how it happens, though. However, most of the time, it's someone already known to that individual who is living in a place of vulnerability in their life. So whatever created that vulnerability opens them up to exploitation. It generally starts as childhood sexual abuse and then becomes more of a commercialized exploitation where somebody realizes, oh, I can make money for this.
I see.
And I can take this person, often a little girl or a little boy, and I can sell them over and over and over and over, and I don't have to replenish my inventory like I would if I were selling drugs or if I were selling a gun or something like that. And so what we're seeing is that this is really a criminal industry, and it is now number two in the world, and it has surpassed the drug trade and is second only to illegal arms trafficking.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
I didn't. I mean, I knew it was a serious problem. I had no idea it was so prevalent.
It is so prevalent.
Oh, my gosh.
And people don't realize that. And, you know, I think the other thing that's really important to realize is that it's not foreigners that are coming into the United States. That does happen as well. But most of the time, it's our kids right here. Mm. We have an estimated 1,650 kids every single year that are being sexually exploited right here in the Kansas City metro.
Just right here in the metro?
Just right here in the metro. That's just the metro.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just were able to receive the results of a thesis that was completed by Allison Phillips, who is a part of Kansas City Street Hope. She's an adjunct professor now at the University of Kansas City, Missouri, and she did a study on how many adult victims are there in the Kansas City metro. 11 local law enforcement agencies cooperated with her. They provided her with redacted arrest records, and we were able to find out that there are over 3,000 adult victims. And that was just from 11 participating law enforcement agencies in the Kansas City metro area. So you can see that that's really just the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, there's this big legal, very important, don't get me wrong, very important definition of human trafficking. I always encourage people, boil it down and understand that it is the exploitation of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
A human is being sold for sex acts for the profit and pleasure of another.
Mm. You were talking about adults, and how do adults get brainwashed, talked into? How do they get into sex trafficking? Because you said earlier, sometimes it does start when they're children, and that's just the life they know, and that's what they do. But other people, they grow up in healthy, happy environments, but as adults, they end up being a victim of sex trafficking. How does that happen?
That's a great question as well. So women that are being used in prostitution, what we know is that over 90% of them were sexually abused as children. So it's very common. We see that very, very common thread. In the other part, what we're seeing is we're seeing two things. One, again, that vulnerability, right? So someone does not have the choices available to them that many of us that are listening to this program right now have available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start looking at that, people often think, oh, adult sex industry, it's their choice. It's really lack of choices that has led them into that situation.
I see.
It's not just, oh, somebody woke up one day and thought, oh, I think I'll do this.
Right.
It's an act of desperation most often. And someone promises them a great future, a changed life. If you do this, honey, you're going to make this money and you can go to college. You stack those bills and you go to college and your life is going to be great. And then the life starts crumbling down and other things start happening. Yes. And women that are being used in prostitution report being raped an average of 7 times a year.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Wow.
So the sexual violence that they are enduring and what they're having to do to shut off a part of their heart, mind, and soul to perform in the way that they're being required to is a big part of it. Now, we are seeing a trend in our current society, which is very heavily sexualized, that you are finding young girls who think, ooh, this is glamorous and this will be amazing and it'll be such a great story to tell later and I'll get my fame this way. I'll become all that and a bag of chips.
Right.
And so they have this false idea. And I think the important thing to remember is whether someone comes in willingly because of their ignorance, not understanding what's going to be taken from them,
right?
Emotionally and physically, that their life will often be in danger, the risk that they're putting themselves into, and whether they come in willingly, whether they were victimized as children, whether they are kidnapped as a child or as an adult, they end up in the same place. And that's what we have to remember. these paths, there are different paths that lead there, but they're still there in this place where their life is being forever altered. And the healing is so important from that because, you know, we talked about some of the classes and life skills and habilitation that we offer, empowerment. The most challenging thing, and I believe the most important thing that we do at Restoration House of Greater Kansas City, is help women and children that we work with unlearn the lies that they have been told and to dismantle the shame that they are wearing.
Well, sure, because that is their lifestyle. That's all they know. So for them to get out of that, they would have to unlearn that and learn something new, that there is something different, a different way to go.
And that there are people in this world who really are trustworthy,
yes,
who really are good, and who really will give to you with no strings attached because they want your very best.
Right.
That is hard when you have been turned into a commodity. How do you come back from that? Yet they do. The resilience and the strength and the beauty and the intelligence that we see in the individuals that we work with, that is so hidden sometimes that they don't even know that this treasure is there. And I just think about that could have been silenced forever if they had not gotten out of that life. And so we have seen survivors go on to do amazing, incredible things, everything from starting their own anti-trafficking organization so that others will not find themselves in that situation, or to help others heal, to everything, becoming an attorney, becoming a social worker, becoming involved in law enforcement, or working at the Burger King,
yes,
or at Hobby Lobby, wherever it
just
is.
Just being a happy adult who is living her life
the way
she wants to.
That's exactly right. Making her own choices.
Right.
That is so important. And I don't want to give the idea that it's only women. I think it is really important for us to talk about the reality that boys and men are trafficked as
Absolutely.
Well. We are actually connected with a male victim here in the Kansas City area now. And so that's a really important thing that we need to remember. He started being victimized when he was a child by a family member, what we see as the most common way into sex trafficking. And he has been on that journey of healing and is sharing his story so that other men will have the courage to come forward. Because think of how women are categorized and the stigma attached to it. Now put yourself in the role of being a man,
yes,
or a boy that was used in prostitution,
that was being
sold. So the stigma attached to that, we need to start opening our eyes and being more informed. And we need to change that. We need to break down those stereotypes and those stigmas and help survivors recognize that they're such amazing, wonderful people. And it has been so incredible. We recently had a Christmas party. And so the gals that are at Restoration House came to the Christmas party, and it was with all of our staff and our volunteers. And they were so overwhelmed because there were so many people behind the scenes that they had no idea are doing so many things throughout the year or every day to help them on this journey. And it was just this incredible moment of, wow, my city really does care about me. They don't just see me as that.
Right.
I don't even want to use the words that they have heard
right.
because I don't want to give any power to those words.
Exactly.
But we know the words that we think. We know the words that are in our vocabulary, that are in our society. And those are not the words that we want to use. Even the word prostitute, it's a person who's been prostituted.
Right.
Right? When we say prostitute, that becomes a noun. And that is not who that person is. It does not define them. It's
That's
a small
true.
Chapter of something that was done to them or happened to them in their life. But it's not who they are, and it doesn't own them for the rest of their life. And I love that. As we step into the new year, it's a new year. We have a new opportunity. We have 365 days this year to write that new book. And one of the gals was saying 12 chapters.
I like that.
Yes.
Yep. Page one. For more information about Restoration House, log on to restorationhousekc.com. Coming up, September, we'll talk about their Hope Now Freedom Gala happening later this month when caring for Kansas City continues.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school. Every day after work, went straight to school.
And it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
If you're interested in learning more about today's guest, or if you'd like to have your organization on the show, contact us at caringforkc.com. Welcome back. I'm Lisa Fox, and I'm speaking with September Tribble, Executive Director of Restoration House of Greater Kansas City. So, September, we've talked about the women you help in the metro and even one man that you're working with now. And you have plans to help children as well. Is that correct?
We are. We're so excited. We're ready to open our home for minors. That has been a vision that we've had from the very beginning. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to open a home for minors. There are so many I's to dot and T's to cross. And it should be that way because children deserve a safe environment. And that is extremely important. Yes. So it's very different. The women, it's a voluntary program. They're adults. They're there. They can choose to exit at any time. Children cannot choose to exit at any time. It has to be a 24/7 secure facility with the properly trained staff who understand the trauma that they have been through, who can provide the specialized services for healing that are needed, that are awake the entire time that they're there.
Yes.
It makes a big difference.
Yes, so I can imagine.
We have been building the foundations and getting the certifications and building the partnerships for the last 3 years, and we are on track to open by fall of 2018 this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
We are so excited.
Oh, I bet you are. We're so excited.
It is so important. We're receiving information on victims or phone calls up to 1 to 2 victims a week, Lisa.
Oh my gosh.
That are under the age of 18. That need assistance and need these opportunities. So we have to remind ourselves that the foundation has to be solid, because every day that home is not open is a day that there is not services that are needed.
Right.
But we don't just want to throw a door open, because it's not just about beds and pillows or a couch and a TV, right? It's about having the properly trained people in place and the proper services, because we never want to re-injure those that we're striving to serve and help. We want to make sure that the proper services are there. So you can imagine that becomes very intensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very extensive. Mm-hmm. And that makes it very expensive.
Ah, that leads me to, what can people do to help Restoration House? What can people in the community do to help these women and these children?
One thing that I love is that there are so many things that people can do. There are so many different ways for people to help. One thing is to visit our Facebook page, Restoration House KC. Simply go on, like, and follow our page, and then share posts. We share everything from prevention posts. We share about upcoming events that we have, because we work with Aware KC, which is a program out of Kansas City Street Hope, to provide prevention for kids and for caring adults and parents. We could have our own show dedicated to that and how important that is, because right now we have this fire hose, and what we want to do is turn off the water.
Right.
Right? Like, we can keep treating, and that's great, but honestly, I wish there was no need for a restoration house. I would rather see people never be drawn into this. So one thing that they can do is share awareness, and they do that by just simply sharing a post. That's something everybody can do that is on social media.
So okay.
Restoration House KC on Facebook. And then we also have a Twitter, and they can follow us there, of course, and retweet. They can go to the website, of course, which is restorationhousekc.com. We have information there. We have a video that features Christine McDonald. She is a survivor of human trafficking who is on our staff. She is incredible. She has authored 2 books. One is called Cry Purple. Her most recent book was just released last year, and it is called The Same Kind of Human, Seeing the Marginalized Through Eyes of Grace. And her book, Cry Purple, which is her biography, is being made into a feature film, actually.
It is.
It is.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Anita Cordell is the producer for that. And we just could not be more excited. And it is absolutely an honor. And I think it will be so life-changing for so many people.
Wonderful.
It's just incredible that to know that the pain that Christine endured, suffered, and overcame will be an inspiration,
yes,
for generations to come. That's part of her legacy.
That's great.
It's beautiful. So exciting. We also have volunteer opportunities. Two volunteer trainings in January. Saturday, January the 13th, and Saturday, January the 27th. That will be from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And people can come to one or the other. We set two dates to make it easy, whatever date works best for you. The volunteer training information is available through an event on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the easiest way for people to find that. We will have volunteer training and orientation. We need volunteers. Volunteers are the core and the heart of what we do. We need people that are willing to drive women to and from their appointments. We need people that will come in and use the skills that they have to teach and inspire the women who are there. We have someone there today teaching a Zumba class, actually.
Oh, that's great.
Tomorrow we have someone coming out to do healing arts, and she does sewing projects and all kinds of things. So whatever your passion, your gift, your skill is, you can share that. That is the incredible thing. We do require an interview and a background check, of course,
for
all potential volunteers.
Of course.
I think that's always important to share. And then we have the gala coming up.
Yes, so you have a gala coming up this month.
We do, in 2 weeks.
Oh.
It's so close.
That
it's
is.
The Hope Now Freedom Gala. And we have this every year. This is our fourth annual. We are so excited to be hosting it at the Intercontinental Hotel. There's a pre-event that's a VIP party, $50 per person for the VIP event, and then $100 per person for the tickets for the gala itself. And all of that money goes to support the services for the women that are being provided. So whether that's the adult home or the home for minors that we have already, it will go to that, absolutely. And it is an incredible event. We have a silent auction. We have a live auction. The live auction, if you have never been to a really fantastic, fun live auction, this is the one to come to.
They talk really super fast.
Oh, and that guy, he is so convincing too.
Really?
He is really good. It's really almost the free entertainment for the night. It's the levity in the evening, and we just have so much fun. And we have a custom piece of jewelry that's designed every year by Del Cook from Especially Jewelry in Lee's Summit, and they donate that, and it has a value of up to $3,000, piece that they donate each year, and it is custom designed.
That's phenomenal.
For the Hope Now Freedom Gala.
How
the first
great.
Piece was called Path to Freedom, and it just is breathtaking, and each year he outdoes himself, and we just can't say enough good things. And so that's always the centerpiece of the live auction. We have trips that are offered. There are just all kinds.
Some
many fun things.
Yes.
And the silent auction, local businesses and individuals just joining in to be a part of that. We'll be honoring Russ Tuttle. He's actually the first male recipient of the Cry Purple Award.
Great.
So that will be quite the honor for him.
That's wonderful.
And he runs a Wear Case. He's part of Kansas City Street Hope, and he's the founder of the Stop Trafficking Project. He works tirelessly in our city to bring
wonderful.
Prevention, particularly, and hope and healing for those that he encounters that have survived this. We are very excited to be honoring him this year and to hear from him as our keynote speaker. And then, of course, the five-star jazz band comes. I don't know if you've heard about them. It's talented youth from across the city, and they are together in the five-star jazz band. They have been with us the last 3 years, and they are wonderful. It is a great event. Christine will be there in person. She'll be selling her books and doing autographed signings.
Oh, nice.
And so she'll be at the VIP event doing that.
Great.
It will just be a wonderful event.
So when is it going to be held?
It is January the 20th. The VIP event is from 5 to 6. People will start coming in for the dinner at 6. We'll serve at 6:30 and then have the rest of the evening.
Oh, okay. So you've got the dinner, you've got the live auction, you've got the silent auction. You can mix and mingle, learn about Restoration House.
Yes.
This is
so
great.
So it is really great. And you know, I don't think people tend to think of charity galas as a date night, but it really
is
a fantastic date night. And I want to tell you right now, this is very important. We're not serving chicken.
No chicken.
No chicken.
Just so you know.
Surf and turf. Just so you know, it will be steak and salmon. No chicken.
I love it. So this is going to be swanky because it is a gala.
It is. You can dress semi-formal or formal. You'll see everything from the cocktail dresses to the full-length gowns.
And because it's a fundraiser for a restoration house.
It is.
And all of the funds stay in Kansas City and go towards helping Restoration House.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Now, where can they get tickets, September?
They can get tickets online through our Facebook page is probably the easiest way, right at the top. If you're on Facebook, you know how it works. Cover photo right there, click right on it, and the links are all to the side.
Okay.
Very, very easy to find. There's an event. You can, of course, also go to our website. I do want to throw out there, if one of your listeners wants to be a sponsor, we do still have some sponsorship opportunities available. And it is such a great way to engage with the city in what I call cause marketing instead of advertising. Mm-hmm. You take those advertising dollars and you put them to a good cause. And you know, people want to know from businesses, if I shop with you, where is the profit from my money that you get going to?
That's true.
That's important to discerning consumers
today.
It really is. It is really important to them. I am super excited to be here for the interview today because I'm not sure if you're aware, but January is Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. That has been signed in by the president. It started in 2010 and has been renewed each year. So this is actually Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and January 11th every year is Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
That's good to know. January 11th, mark that on your calendar. Be aware and reach out to Restoration House. Find out what they need, what they do, and maybe you can find a place to be involved as well.
That would be great.
Well, thank you so much, September. It's really good to see you again.
Lisa, thank you so much. It's good to see you again, too. Thank you for sharing the message across Kansas City with us that hope restores.
It's my pleasure, and I will see you at the gala on January 20th.
I'll see you there.
To learn more about Restoration House or for volunteer or sponsorship opportunities, log on to restorationhousekc.com. To purchase tickets to the Hope Now Freedom Gala, check out their Facebook events page or log on to restorationhousekc.com, select the events tab, and click the tickets button. Thank you for joining me today for Caring for Kansas City. I'm Lisa Fox.
Thank you for listening to Caring for KC, a public affairs program for Cumulus Radio. To learn more or suggest a topic, visit caringforkc.com.